Sorry for being late. What's the date?
15th. Of what? AD 13. That's a wrong date. All right. Thank you. This is a lecture on the subject of the tone ohm. I've been trying to figure out how to build a meter that just had a tone arm. I can't quite figure out how to keep it centered. You know, it'd be an extremely elementary meter. It'd be a very cheap meter. And we're coming down to a point now where we actually should build up something for a co-audit or for a book auditor, see? And we shouldn't worry him with the needle. We should build him a piece of a meter. If I could just figure out how to center a tone arm, you know, I'd be very happy about it. Probably get it licked in the next few days. Anyway, we need just a meter. Just a meter. And it'd have to give the equivalent sensitivity here. It'd have to give the equivalent sensitivity of 16 on its tone arm action. See, a Mark V at sensitivity 16 for its tone arm action, and then just follow through its tone arm action. Now, preferably, it ought to be able to spin all the way, not have any stop at the bottom of it. Should have the same numbers on it exactly. Should have probably a one-hand electrode. Just a one-hand electrode. And it probably ought to have a belt clip, some kind or another, so you could hang it on the PC with a belt or something. You could run it on CCHs then, couldn't you? It ought to be very rugged. And really shouldn't be any bigger than just the area of the tone arm there. A couple of batteries in the back of it or something like that. Have to be about the same voltage that goes through this Mark V. You get the idea. Now, the reason I mention this meter to you, I haven't quite figured out how you can center. You need something to center so you know what the tone arm should be. Right? You can't really have a light. It burns up too much juice. Maybe if you put a little telltale at the bottom of it that was a very crude meter movement of some kind or another, and you kept that centered and so forth, why, maybe that would be all right. Possibly over here a little bit to the right, maybe a little telltale there that had a little white center there, maybe a little black something that you kept at the button. When it moved off the button, why, that was that. And you could get your tone arm reads. I'm trying to show you that this meter of yours can be subdivided to that remarkable degree and can still be an extremely serviceable auditing machine. It doesn't have to have any lie detection in connection with it or no healing adjunct or anything else. It's just whether or not discharge is occurring. You would see that. You realize that if you could, it's impossible to run a GPM with no tone arm action. That's impossible if you're getting dial-wide rocket reads, even though it returns every time across the dial, because you are blowing one dial width of tone. Now, this shows you how much tone arm action you were actually getting. Here, I'll show you on this very meter here. This meter's not centered well, but let's get it down here very delicately. Now, that is approximately, oh, let's be very, very something or other. It's about 285 on one end of this needle. Now, let's take that needle, the whole width of the dial, and get it balanced here. Just about in the test area. And a dial-wide slash on the thing would apparently give us something like 1/10 of a tone arm division, up and down. Now that's translating your needle action into tone arm action. Well, of course, that is not enough. You still get tone arm action, don't you see, even though just the needle is moving, but as you've just seen, it's 1/10 of a division. And if that's all you were getting every 20 minutes, that is not enough. Your minimum is 0.25. Minimum 0.25 divisions. But if the PC were running that with considerable elan and that sort of thing, and good perception and so on, you still would be blowing some charge. You got that? Actually, it's enough charge to blow a somatic. Now, what's interesting is that is enough for healing. Isn't that interesting? That is enough for healing. Some guy's got a bad foot, and you actually find the engram, the accident where he hurt his foot, see? And you get needle blow off. Not tone arm. You get needle blow off. You can't run this thing with any tone arm motion. You get needle blow off through this thing, and you can erase the somatic in his foot, and he will feel much better. You'll get into this when you eventually get R3T, which I am putting together, which might become R2T. It's the Itzeline combined with dating. And it's just the Itzeline and dating. That is all really it is. But you get into some remarkable circumstances with that. Now, that would be enough to make his foot feel all right. Just that tenth of division, make his foot feel all right. But it's actually not enough to make him feel better by reason of auditing. You got that careful delineation, because this was the puzzle of the Dianetic auditor. This used to drive the old HDA round the bend. He'd heal Aunt Sally's arthritis, and Aunt Sally didn't believe in Dianetics. I used to just break the old HDA about blow his brains out. See? She didn't feel any better. Well, the hell she didn't. She used to sit there all crippled up. I see you, one or two of you are thinking of cases of this. We've had it happen, haven't you? And she isn't any longer going gimp every time she gumps. And yet she didn't think auditing did her any good. She had nothing much to say about it. It's terrible lose. You get some big win. You get some big win from your point of view, a physiological change on the PC, and then, so help me Pete, the PC never finds out about it. You got that as an example. All right, this is quite fascinating. I mean, you have to actually have to experience it to believe it. You can get rid of somebody's warts. It's all, oh my God, warts. It's all you ever heard about was his warts, you know, and you can get rid of his warts. Something like this happens. You see him go, man, you know. I saw a goiter one time go. A girl was running up and down the foundation hallway at Elizabeth, New Jersey, showing off her PC and doing it fast because the goiter was diminishing so rapidly that it really didn't last off the display. You say this is weird auditing, but it was. But the goiter started to go down, and stuck around and showed it to various people, and they could see it go down. In a half an hour, a goiter there, which is the size of a cantaloupe, just disappeared into the person's throat, just like that. Really fascinating. It's too much to say that woman did not ever appreciate this. But I will say that afterwards, she really didn't know about auditing. She still had an open mind on the subject. It's quite marvelous to behold. You can do some of the most remarkable things. Now that, let me point it out, is what drove us out of healing. Not the of the medical boys. We couldn't have cared less. But auditors, in actual fact, did not find it a very satisfactory area of action. They had too many losers, and actually we lost too many auditors. And looking back on it, it was fairly wise to keep them from attacking the healing profession all the time. But we have just passed over, and we've told people that they mustn't heal and all that sort of thing these days for various reasons. It's kept them out of trouble and all that sort of thing. There's also a technical reason back of this, which I myself earlier was not aware of, but which I have become aware of now, just now, is the fact that without a complete understanding of the tonar, it is doubtful if an auditor will ever be able to predict whether he wins or loses, and will therefore many times get a tremendous shock with the PC saying they have lost when the auditor was sure they had won. All these are very important data. They're very important to the morale of an auditor. You see that TA sitting there absolutely fixed, or with a tenth of the division running through a GPM, or something stupid like this going on. You sit there and watch that TA absolutely fixed, sitting there. Not necessarily high, but just absolutely fixed. There it is at 5. And you go on, and you audit, and you audit, and you audit, and you audit, and it's just fixed right there. This is what you know. You might not know much else in that session, but this one, for sure, you know. That the PC is going to drop a curve on you at the end of the session, one way or the other. And within 24 hours, it's going to be subject to some sort of upset. Now, you really don't see this outside the session upset as often as it happens. They get a little bit upset. That's because you ordinarily pick up the person. Now, you know that if this person is audited session after session after session after session with a stuck TA, they will eventually just start going to pieces. You maybe have seen that. They've somehow or another been able to hold their head up, but they're a little bit nattery. They're not really. It doesn't encourage ARC breaks particularly. It just doesn't. They're just not doing, and so on. And they're not sure whether they should be audited or not. They don't know whether Scientology works or not. This is the sort of thing that you can expect from a no tone arm change, session after session after session. But perhaps you haven't followed through a session with no tone arm change, resulting in an upset of some kind or another in the PC's personal life within the next 24 hours. It's a fascinating thing. You should take a little cognizance of this. I don't say that this is inevitable. I don't say that the upset is catastrophic. I don't say that anything horrible will happen to the person. And actually, they can have bad luck even when they had a little tone arm action. Case in bad shape, and they had a little tone arm action, nothing to mount anything, and they still go on having bad luck. All that's part of the game. I just want to show you that these data are tied together, the PC's personal life and the amount of tone arm action he gets in the session. They're tied together. Now, this gives you, then, a prediction. You sit there and you watch that tone arm, no matter what you're saying, you watch that tone arm just sitting there or getting minimal motion. The least you can expect is a sort of a cool I don't know. Goals and gains. You thought the person did pretty good. You were running through something you thought did him a lot of good, even though you weren't getting any toner action. And goals and gains. Well, they made some gain. They made some gains. Minimal. Minimal response, minimal action. If you follow that through, they're liable to be subjected to a little bit of upset. Life. In life. Well, I should base this on this one thing, that you've actually re-stimulated charge, because all auditing re-stimulates charge. Any auditing re-stimulates charge, that's for sure. That what's-it line, as it goes across there, I'm sure somebody out in San Bernardino or someplace is going to misread this, or Bloemfontein or somebody, going to misread that August 4, HCOB, AD 13, August 4. And they're going to say, you see, an auditor that gets in a what's-it line re-stimulates the PC. So you shouldn't get in a what's-it line because that results in re-stimulation, which gives body discomfort. And I can just hear this all being explained in some lecture. It gives body discomfort, ARC breaks. All the sins of auditing come from the what's-it line because... obviously, it says right there, see, that it re-stimulates the PC, and we know that is bad. I'm going to have it all explained. And therefore, we'll refrain from ever getting in a what's-it line. The PCs go around the bend, sit there with nothing to answer, nothing to do. You think I'm being too snide and cynical. But I know how these things backfire. I know I'll catch on to one sooner or later. And 99% of everybody, right, they'll get it right down the groove, right down the groove. And can you imagine it? Somebody a long time ago who had been trained here for several months eventually revealed why they could never complete a list. All lists had cyclic rock slams. Rock slams, rock slams, rock slams, rock slams. So therefore, you couldn't complete the list because it still had rock slamming items on it. And it went on and on and on and on and on. Everybody just took it for granted that this person was unable to complete a list on the person. The PC, therefore, was a very unusual and extraordinary PC, and nobody ever bothered to look over the auditor's shoulder because a rock slam was any movement of the needle, a tick, a fall, anything. Oh, some of you were here. I see it. <He's> nodding. Perfectly sensible auditor. I don't know how the dickens this was ever gotten missed. I straightened her up in a hurry. Is he going to find these things extant? No. Any auditing inevitably must re-stimulate. Auditing must re-stimulate. In doing OWs on somebody, that's what makes that a tricky process. That's what makes that a process which is not now being pounded hard. It isn't that it doesn't work. It's that auditors don't seem to uniformly have good luck in re-stimulating the OWs necessary to pull off the case. So you'll get OW being run this way. Any prep check of overts. Well, now let's see, what have you done? Well, I thought a nasty thought the other day. All right, that's fine. Now, what was that thought? Let's see. What was the nasty thought? Here's the what question. What was the nasty thought? Who was it about? Joe. All right, what was the nasty thought about Joe? That's basic. All right, that's fine. All right, let's get another nasty thought about Joe. Is there any earlier nasty thought about that? Well, yesterday, I thought a nasty thought about him, too, yesterday. All right, we got yesterday's, now we got today. Good. To tell me all about the nasty thought now. All right, that's fine. You thought he wasn't as tall as he should be. All right, that's good. Say, we're really making headway on this PC. We're picking up all of his overts. You see, it's the PC's fault, you see. They blame it on the PC and say, well, the PC just isn't coming up with these overts. No. The auditor just is never re-stimulating his overts. One of the favorite methods of re-stimulating somebody's overts, if not the best one, still one that was very commonly used by somebody who has great success with that type of prep checking, is, what have you done? No, not what have you thought. What have you done to Joe? Done, you know? Done. What have you done to Joe? Done, you know? To Joe, done. It's what's known as impingement. See? PC. Stole his lunch one day. Ah, good. That's in the realm of restimulation. So any type of auditing which requires extraordinary targeting and restimulation becomes more difficult to do. The more difficult auditing is the significances of restimulation which the auditor must engage in with the PC. Now, the degree of the restimulation, restimulated in the significance, becomes even a greater level of skill. That's really smooth. How much GPM are you going to restimulate to get the GPM run? The very smooth auditor restimulates just exactly the items which he wants to restimulate in the GPM and gets them blown. Now, as the skill deteriorates, the greater the number of items are restimulated by the auditor, the greater the number of GPMs restimulated by the auditor to get one GPM, until you'll eventually get some auditor who has 60 or 70 GPMs restimulated with half the items in each one in high level of restimulation in order to get one pair of items. It sounds like an exaggeration, but it almost isn't. You get the amount of skill. Well, this is the regulation of restimulation. That's your what's it line. The only thing it's called for on the what's it line is have a heart. See? Know what you're going for, know what you've got to get to, and have a heart. Take it easy. See, that's the thing. Let's go for the engram necessary, you know, to be run at this particular time in R3R. Let's go for this thing. And let's run it. And let's restimulate and run as much of it as the PC can handle. Let's don't restimulate the whole chain in order to get one engram slightly run. See? You could actually hunt and punch around. Q&A helps to mess it up, you see. I got this. This incident here, it's got an airplane in it, and it seems to be diving at the ground. Oh, all right. Okay. Any earlier incidents there of airplanes diving at the ground, and so on? Well, yeah. Here's another airplane dive. Oh, good. Give me the earliest incident of airplane diving. Yeah, well, here's a whole bunch of airplanes diving at the ground. There's a lot of incidents with airplanes diving at the ground. So I don't seem to be able to get to that. I feel very funny, as a matter of fact. I'm not quite sure. It's the use of that word earliest and getting engram after engram after engram without running any engrams. Get the idea? I mean, when you finally get through this poor PC, you over-restimulated. You haven't permitted yet, technically, by running things or listening to his Itzelai or anything else, haven't permitted any of the charge to come off of the incidents he had available. Next thing you know, why, he's got so many incidents available, they're all sitting in one place, the bank's so charged up that it looks like a live bomb, so does the PC, he's getting very hard to handle, and so forth. Restimulation is inevitable. The very tools of the trade and the auditing session result in restimulation. Now, auditing works because of restimulation and the blowing of that charge. And it's a cycle. You restimulate and you get the charge off, and you restimulate and you get the charge off, and you restimulate and you get the charge off, and you restimulate and you get the charge off, and you get the stimulate. That's all it, auditing is. There's no more than that. Now, of course, the odd part of it is that you don't have to personally sit on top of the charge, which is being blown off, so therefore you can blow an early charge on any chain. Blow an early charge on any chain incidents without the rest of it being particularly in restimulation, and you'll get the charge blowing off the rest of it out there a light year away, and it all kind of starts shattering and going to pieces and dropping apart, and you don't see it particularly register on the meter. This is what marks faster auditing. See, it's getting the charge, which triggers off charge. That is what regulates it. But that's merely faster. That's the only thing that does. But whether it is charge restimulated in present time, or charge restimulated 10 years ago, or charge restimulated 10 umpty bumpty trillions, it is nevertheless charge. And it's going to be restimulated on the what's it line. Now, if you don't put in the it's a line and let the charge come off, that is restimulated, then the PC gets too much of it banked up, pardon the pun, and he just more or less drowns in this stuff. He doesn't know whether he's coming or going after a while. He doesn't know who his auditor is and so forth. He's ARC broken with somebody on the track, and the ARC breaks with the auditor and bypasses charge, and he dramatizes and all that sort of thing. This is strictly because he's overwhelmed. It's how much charge do you restimulate? Now, I've shown you two examples, restimulating too much charge and restimulating too little charge, and they're equally errors. Because in the first place, stimulating too much charge, eventually no auditing gets done, and restimulating too little charge, no auditing gets done, and they're both sins. It's not necessarily true that the person who restimulates too little charge is more virtuous than the person who stimulates too much charge. In fact, I would say he's the real sinner. Because at least this PC sometime or another may be able to sit down with somebody who will listen to him and get off the charge he has now become aware of. See, that possibility exists. So the real sin is not restimulating any charge. And you'll find somebody who pulls off from running an engram because the PC hurt too much. Well, I don't think I had anything to do with auditing. I ever heard that influence an auditing session before. So he hurt too much. What's that got to do with it? What auditing are we dealing with here? No auditing I ever heard of. PC hurt too much. What's that got to do with it? I don't understand. You mean you ended the session because the PC hurt too much? You can kill more PCs that way. PC saying, ow, ow, oh, it's terrible. Oh, it's terrible. You say, all right, well, it's so terrible, we won't finish running it. Now you want to see somebody in terrible condition, man. That PC is now in terrible condition. You just bypass the rest of the pain right there, you see. Lock it all up and boom. I go so far as to say that earlier on the track when they're in good shape, thetans enjoy pain. If you don't believe it sometime, tell somebody, waste some pain, thank you. 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 You see, all of a sudden, get this haunting idea. Go ahead. Get the idea of wasting some pain. Good. Waste some pain. Good. Waste some pain. You see, you know, I like this stuff. It's very remarkable. Sadism is not peculiar. Sadism is a lower harmonic of an actual fact. Any sensation is better than no sensation, and anything is better than nothing. Now, that's different from only being able to enjoy pain. That speaks of a very low-scale character. But pain ordinarily didn't bother you at one time or another. I can see you now putting a beam into power line insulators for kicks. You know, wondering how much zing you'll get out of it. Hey, Joe, come over here. I think I found one's a couple of 100,000 volts. That stuff over there's only 10,000. Well, just look at your effect scale. You realize that Satan goes upscale, he can stand more effect. He can feel in different ways about the same effect, too. This has nothing to do with it, then. That's a particularity of sensation or a particularity of reaction. Auditory really doesn't have anything to do with the particularities of action. You can't say that actions are bad actions or good actions as far as what the PC is going through. You can only say, is his mind on his case or not on his case? If he conceives all the bad actions taking place in his environment, he for sure has an ARC break, i.e. newspaper reporters and so forth. They're ARC broken someplace or another to such a degree that they're practically psychotic. And they can only see the environment. You see, they can't get interested in their own case. Therefore, they violate the basic definition of auditing, and they're therefore unauditable. Most newspaper reporters are unauditable. Scientology said once in a while, try it. I'm not starting on the subject of news, but there just happens to be a breed of cat. And he has a hard time because he's running up social overts all the time. And he eventually gets a tremendous amount of missed withholds. Now, Joe, I'd like to write this story about you, Joe, and we're really going to write a good story about you, Joe. Police think that Joe has murdered his wife. See? He's just trying to get some hot dope. Joe sees the story on the headlines. Murder suspect in love nest slaying. His overt is creating a fantastic ARC break. The guy told him something in confidence, and he went and wrote it in some other way, don't you see? He gets caught in this all the time. He eventually, with his pile-up series of overts, he starts dramatizing it. Well, there he is. He's just caught in it. Everybody talks to him. Missed withhold, missed withhold, missed withhold, missed withhold, don't you see? Overt is create the ARC break. Betray, betray, betray. Missed withhold, betray, missed withhold, betray. Next thing you know, there he is. Total ARC break with the entire environment. I'm just giving just that as an example of somebody who gets chronically in this condition. Now, you can put your PC in exactly that condition, not because of overts or withholds particularly, but by just taking a great big slug of re-stimulated charge, letting the PC not get hold of very much of it, re-stimulate it pretty well out of his sight, you see. And then drop a nice iron curtain down in front of the charge. And boy, that charge glances off that non-existent Ipsiline and goes right back on the PC. Kapow! It's just like short-circuiting things. You could even dream up an electrical circuit that would do this. It would be quite factual. Dream up an electrical circuit so that this condenser over here and so forth, could build and build and build, and then the line is, the condenser is supposed to bleed over here, and the charge dissipate. Then get a knife edge or something that crosses that line to block that dissipation line, don't you see, and get the charge so that it's rerouted back to a bulb we will call the PC, and boy, let me assure you, that bulb will light up. Or you could even have a little neon circle around the PC called re-stimulation, a red neon tube around this bulb, and boy, you would not see the PC light up, you would see the tube light up, and even that would be more graphic. The PC goes out and the tube lights up, don't you see? You can make all sorts of graphic representations of this, demonstrate it, because it's as crudely demonstrable as that. I'm not talking allegorically. There's no allegory mixed up in it at all. It's just fact. Auditor says, blah-da-da-da, da. And piece, he says, well, all right, thank you. In the multitudinous ways, he can cut the line. And the auditor says, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. And the PC says, well, actually, that's, well, it doesn't read on the meter here. Don't bother to answer that. Very good. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-bow. You can practically hear the electrodes connect, finally, in the PC's skull. PC goes out of control and is no longer capable of self-control because all of his control mechanisms are shot. They're short-circuited with charge. After all, he controls his body, his voice, his thinkingness, and so forth with neuron-directed currents as long as he's in a body. And the second these things get too charged up, why, any action that is there to be duplicated in terms of a dramatization will, of course, get duplicated. And he then cannot get through this charge in order to assert control of his voice, his limbs, or otherwise. He sort of sits back himself in total amazement at watching himself in this ARC break and also totally incapable of halting it until you finally identify, locate, and indicate that charge. The second you locate and indicate the charge, you have dissipated it to that degree that the person all of a sudden says, phew, and you've given him back his controls. It would be the same as taking a pilot out of the cockpit of the airplane, throwing him back halfway down the fuselage. Meantime, having thrown enough tanglefoot into the cockpit, it'll short-circuit all of the various instruments, controls, and so forth. Naturally, the plane will go into a spin. It's as elementary as that. It's not any graphical or allegorical or odd thing. I mean, it's sitting right there in front of you. You can look at it straight in the eye and see it happen. Now, reversely, we don't give the session any fuel to run on. Don't let any current run in the lines at all. No current at all. That'll be the end of that session. Is it all right with you if I start this session now? All right. You sure there isn't something you want to say? Oh, you're not saying anything. All right. It is all right if I start the session now, isn't it? All right, well, here goes. Start of session. All right, very good. Okay, we're going to run some sort of a process here. But you just feel free to tell me anything you want to tell me. Now, what do you want to tell me? You haven't got anything to say much, huh? Well, I don't have much to say either. All right. Well, maybe we can put 2.5 hours in here without getting into trouble. Seen any pictures lately? No, that's a pretty dangerous subject. Let's talk about books, huh? Let's talk about books we haven't read. How's that? Well, of course, it's a no-auditing situation. Your PC, by the way, will get just as upset on a dry run. Why? Because he keeps trying to find something to talk about. He hadn't got anything to talk about. And you're now, however, running an electrical circuit with no current at all. Now, eventually, running it with no current at all, you run it dry, and it sort of takes on a sponge-like characteristic that the condenser will start picking up charge whether you want it to or not, simply out of the intention that auditing is going to occur. And this no-current circuit will gradually bleed some charge out of the bank in spite of the auditor, in spite of the PC. It is still mischarged, and the PC will still explode. You can't win. The only thing you can do is to restimulate the amount of charge necessary to keep the session going. And that's how much charge you restimulate. See that? That's how much charge you restimulate. You make it as basic and as fundamental, as significant as possible, but you don't keep going for charge and charge and charge and charge, leaving charge unblown because you're eventually going to swamp your PC. No matter how tough he seems, you still will swamp the PC. Now, this tone arm is the instrument which measures the adequacy of restimulation. That shows you that an adequate amount of charge is being restimulated in the session, and that it is being adequately dispelled on the IPSA line. And this shows you that the cycle of what's it IPSA is in progress, and the amount of restimulation is adequate to get auditing done. Now, the funny part of it is that is absolutely miles of margin. You'd say, you look at some PCs that have a fragile, delicate tone arm, and you won't think there's this much margin. But in actual fact, on the usual PC, they're just really miles of margin. You can over-restimulate and still get tone arm action. You can actually under-restimulate and get some tone arm action. In other words, this is a high level of tolerance. Tolerance is tremendously high. That's perhaps a happy thing, but it doesn't give you a split hairline estimation. You can have the PC pretty well swamped and still be getting tone arm action. You can be running the PC too shallowly and still be getting adequate tone arm action. See? So there's a lot of tolerance in this. It isn't anything that you have to measure very precisely. Most auditors, therefore, groove into the situation that they get tone arm action, then they don't worry about too much restimulation or too little restimulation. Now, if you get too much restimulation, you get an inevitable cessation of tone arm action. If you get too little restimulation, you get an inevitable cessation of tone arm action. The result is the same for both conditions. There is nothing in the meter that tells you you're getting too little or too much. But the mechanics of auditing all by themselves, any valid auditing question that gives tone arm action is restimulating enough charge to cause auditing to occur. So auditing itself prevents, to a marked degree, the lower too little restimulation from occurring if it is done. For instance, if you're doing anything and getting tone arm action, you probably are at the minimal. Now, that's also, you're told, by the amount of significance which you are auditing. You're auditing, let us say, GPMs, man. And you're piling it on, hot and heady. Well, let me tell you, at no time during that session are you going to have too little tone arm, too little charge. At no time are you going to have too little charge. You're fooling with stuff. You're fooling with stuff that obviously is going to give charge. Heavy engrams, heavy GPMs, backtrack stuff, all this sort of thing. That is all capable of furnishing Niagaras of charge. And just ticked will furnish a Niagara of charge. So when you're using upper-level processes, the only error that you pay any attention at all to is too much charge being restimulated. That's the only error you pay any attention to. You're sitting there throwing the GPMs at him and that sort of thing. Well, you're sitting there pushing items at him. All right, you're running a chain of engrams. All right, fine, fine, fine. There's certainly available Niagaras of charge. So on higher level processes, you only have the too much charge error. On high level processes, you only have too much charge as an error. And that's the only thing that halts the tone arm action. You actually can't err in the direction of minimal charge. Because if you just stopped running the GPM, the guy would start and let the ITSA line in. The guy would start drifting up through the locks, telling you about locks and that sort of thing. It'd be impossible for him to remain static in the bank in the vicinity of this much living lightning, don't you see? He can't make the minimal TA error in running high artillery. Build an atom bomb that doesn't explode enough. You see, it can't be done. That's the whole trouble. You take the Savannah, that atomic ship that they built, and these submarines. They've done a pretty good job in the submarines. But on that atomic ship and so forth. Their trouble, all this atomic design, the trouble is just too much heat. There's too much horsepower. They can't get rid of it. There's enough there to run the ship and to warm all the water around the ship and cook all the fish for half a dozen fathoms down below the keel, and they still can't get rid of this stuff. You see, there's just too much power. And that is your problem in auditing high-level processes. This is one thing for you to know, man. In spite of the fact you don't think the PC is getting much contact with it because you aren't getting tone arm action. You got him running through any GPM, and you're not getting tone arm action. Let me tell you that it is never too little charge. See? Now, you get this PC going through the incident, and you're not getting tone arm action, and you're just getting a flash. In some central organization recently, they were, no tone arm action, no tone arm action, and half-inch rocket reeds choked was considered adequate to run a GPM, and everybody was walking around looking like corpses. Fortunately, the Isoc-Sec landed in time. Grim. All right, now what's this condition? What's this condition all about? Too much charge. PC shuts it down. Tone arm locks up. No tone arm action. Can't be any such thing as minimal charge, you see, in the vicinity. You say, well, it's beyond the reality of the PC. Well, you can explain it in a dozen different ways. I don't care how you explain it. It's just too much charge because unreality equals force and invalidation. If you want to know what unreality is, it's force and validation. You can add on the thought level disagreement. Force and validation. Invalidation slightly on the thought level, too. Uncoordinated force. Raw force. That sort of thing. That's unreality. So that person to whom things are the least real is that person swamped by the most charge. Your problem in such a case is how do you bleed it off? Not how do you re-stimulate it. How can you open up a line to decondense the condenser? That's the problem. Not how do you re-stimulate charge. Life's done that for you adequately, and the PC has cooperated gorgeously. And the PC's got themselves in a charged-up state that they're like living lightning. They're swamped all the time. Don't feel good, this, that, the other thing, all these various body conditions, sort of ARC breaky with life and so forth. There's just too much charge. The auditor has to be a skilled wire layer to attach the discharge line with sufficient delicacy that it won't blow all at once because the PC would simply explode into an ARC break or something. So you've got to bleed it off very carefully. Now, what do you put the lead to? What do you put the what's it line to? How do you tap this thing? That's the big problem. Look, you could sit there and say, well, Do you have any GTMs in restimulation? Well, let's run a GTM. This person's tone arm was never known to move from 6.5 or from 1. See? Oh, let's run a GPM. Oh, great. Oh, man. It's like emptying the Pacific Ocean into the Atlantic Ocean because the Atlantic Ocean doesn't have enough water in it or something. See? And after you've emptied the Pacific Ocean into the Atlantic Ocean, why, you're going to find the Atlantic Ocean is now too full. That's for sure. People are going to be wearing rubber boots in New York, that's for sure. But let's look at this then. Then it is not a problem of emptying the Atlantic Ocean at all to one of these fragile tone arms. Throwing more charge in there at all. It's not even a problem of emptying it. It's a problem of how do you get a few drops out of it? You know, the few drops that the PC's knowingness and reality will carry as a channel. You'll find such people very often beg you for a one-shot clear process, you know. They actually sell this so hard, they probably create psychiatry. Create these heroic methods. See? The old effect scale is in process here, see. To these people, you say, yes, yes. I don't know if it's safe, see? You'll see them clam up a lot and not talk a lot and go into large pauses and all of this kind of thing, don't you see? But gradually, you all of a sudden see your tone arm up. You've opened up a safe charge bleeding line. They're not suspicious of it. They're not worried about it. They know nobody can handle this stuff, see? That's what they know. That's the biggest knowingness there is. They got the idea that they're this delicate that if they think the wrong thought, they're going to go nuts. See, they're careful. They're careful all the time. They must think pure thoughts. If I walk this tight wire, call life, exactly right. I don't know. Maybe I better not walk it today. Tomorrow that'd be best. We'll start tomorrow. Whew. I almost stepped on the thing. Everything is a live wire. The Scientologists who's had quite a bit on him, particularly you guys, you'd make me laugh at you if you told me you felt like you were going mad or something like this. I frankly would just laugh in your face. I wouldn't put the it's a line in at all. I'd just laugh at you. Because frankly, you couldn't possibly make it. Once in a while after a session is blown your brains out or something of the sort, you might feel like sobbing and crying to yourself quietly, but you still know you're going to come out of it. Well, that isn't how this character who's never had any charge bled off at all feels, man. That is the carefulness created in psychotherapy of past ages. That is the general philosophy of such people's lives, if they're just cautious. If they just aren't adventurous in any way, they somehow or other will get through. Well, what are they doing? They know they're living on a bomb, and they're afraid to connect it up to anything, so they're afraid to say anything to anybody or anything like that. I know one PC up in London. Finally, we found out he'd been collecting all the blackness in the universe, to keep other people from having to suffer from it. That was his final act of kindness. And This guy looked like an animated corpse, complete with formaldehyde scar, you know. This is a bird, man. He was a gone dog. Now, you run any PC too high grade, pick up too little charge on the backtrack, you keep him looking bad while he's getting better. Let's go into another ramification of this. You might even deteriorate the condition of his body while he's getting better. There's no particular reason making him look pretty, but the point I'm making here is that you actually can run him too steep by far for his body tolerance and still get tone arm action. But when you exceed that, your tone arm action will cease. This is all on the subject of charge and nothing else. Well, all of this is very, very interesting. But what do you do? What do you do? And what actually has happened here? And how did somebody get that charged up? Somebody comes off the street, never had any auditing, never studied any books, no reason for all his charge to exist. You realize by cognition alone, they read books and get charge off one way or the other. We discharge a lot of things that we never see on an e-meter. A tremendous quantity of it. Oh, there have been a lot of cases of birds lie in bed sick. They read something like Dynex, Evolution of Science, something like that. Been in the hospital for Lord knows when. The doctors are about to operate, and they say to hell with him. Get up and get on their clothes and go out and never been sick since. You know, weird things like this have happened. Well, that was a showing that there was a link existed for the charge, and some must have blown at that particular moment and brought the case to an equilibrium. So it knocked out the psychosomatic illness. Anybody with psychosomatic illness is simply suffering from too much restimulated charge that he doesn't know what it is or how to get rid of it or anything else. If you ever want to meet a nasty character, a nasty-tempered character, meet somebody with cancer. They're uniformly nasty-tempered. Well, how much? They're in an almost total, continuous ARC break. Just fabulous ARC break going on all the time. Certain particular types of cancer worse than others. Arthritis. Arthritis is a case in point. Arthritics. Wow! Well, what is all that stuff gathered up on the bones and digging into the cells and all of this sort of thing? Well, this isn't any esoteric charge like poor old Wilhelm Reich's. What was it he had? Orzone or something. The FDA killed him, you know, just as sure as they stood him up in the street and shot him down with a gun. And he was never arrested for anything he ever did. They faked him a contempt of court charge, you know, and threw him in prison. The old man was already an escapee from Hitler, and he just went into pure terror and died. The good old FDA. Anyhow, poor old Wilhelm Reich, he was always talking about this stuff that was drifting all over everything. You understand? He was talking about charge. You find old Jung, he's always talking about some kind of mysterious influence in his vicinity. Stuff broke around him. You know, he never attributed it to himself. It's very remarkable, but the stuff, everything was breaking and snapping. He and Freud were in a room one day, and the whole bookcase split down the back. Just fantastic things going on around. He never said for a moment, or ever thought for a moment, that it was himself. These guys are actually dealing with forces of one kind or another. Well, I don't care whether we measure them like poor old Reich and call them by an odd name, or measure them and not know anything about them at all, except note their effect, as in Jung's case, or wherever we look, we see the evidence of what we're talking about and calling charge. This guy is going this way down the street, see, all the time. Well, what's holding his hand like that? He wouldn't be holding his hand like that, man. There's something holding his hand like that, all right? Call that charge. Here's somebody else, and he's got himself a neck. Hurts him all the time. Well, we isolate it down. We find out after a while it's a pole trap or something like that, or somebody's stuck in a GPM or something like this. It's happened to him. That's what gives him the somatic. But that's the particularity of the charge, giving its time and date, location, and so forth. It is simply just charge. And it is in re-stimulation, so it chews the devil out of him. Sometimes you notice right after a session you've got somatics, and you walk away from the session and they vanish. Well, it's a case of momentary stimulation. Other times you walk out of a session, you have an awful somatic, and it doesn't vanish. And the next day you're still feeling foggy. And two or three days later, you're not foggy anymore. Well, that is the period of destimulation of charge, usually from 3 to 10 days. Now, of course, if you continuously stimulate charge, and continuously stimulate, and continuously stimulate it, never pick it up, give it no way to bleed off, or anything like that, it becomes chronic charge. And that is what happens in life. You get a re-stimulation of charge, and it becomes chronic. Now, actually, you have to interbulate a thetan pretty badly to put him in a condition where he can get chronic charge. You have to give him an implant every 25, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. You have to hit him hard, and sometimes even then you don't hit him hard enough. I know they're probably being critical right now on the subject of they've got to step up the Megatrons in the Between Life area. Those damn Scientologists coming through here. Blowing out all the fuses. Rewire the place. Make you feel creepy? Well, it shouldn't make you feel creepy. They wouldn't do anything for you. I don't think they're that energetic anymore. They're dependent upon a system. So they got to charge up your bank and charge you up and so forth so that you can get charged up and be uncomfortable enough to consider yourself entrapped. I just ran into while they prepare you for the series of implants which you will get at the end of each lifetime. Your preparation series. It's just a series of GPMs. The wildest, most vicious GPMs I ever ran into. Frankly, everybody's got them at least twice. Carefully misdated. Carefully misdated. And every goal called a wrong goal. There's at least 30 or 40 wrong dates on every one of the GPMs. And that's how they get you to return, because between the wrong dates, they tell you to get out and come back here. See? That's how they freeze that in. I wondered how they made you feel all the time. You're being dragged around and everything. I'm on the trail of that now. But it's very elementary how they get you to return every time. You sandwich the command to return between a series of about 80 GPMs, and somebody is going to come up with the idea that he ought to, whatever other idea he gets. That makes you think more and more that they're not native to this galaxy, because this particular series does not carry the significances. The goals are opposite terminal, yes. But the goals themselves are of a characteristic as to make life the opposite terminal, so that livingness gives you the op-term. This is very nice. Goals are lovely. To be wrong. To get caught. You know, that sort of thing. All derogatory goals. So they make you, of course, be the opposite thing to this. So they naturally stay hung up better. And then they're all misdated. So you could produce this on a laboratory basis, research basis. You can produce too much charge as a research basis. As you could have this PC, PC's running with tone arm action. Pow, 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 pow. Now let me show you now the ceilings you could go into. They're not all wired for asbestos sound. And take unlimited amount of bang. They can't. They're not like you either. Because they're still thinking that careful thought, man. See? And you're going to put a little bit more charge on it. They're not going to think that careful thought. They're just going to go thud. You're running a person who is awful close to thud. Whether it's his individual or tolerance or not, we won't discuss. But you can get TA action off this person. You have this problem all the time. It's an auditor. I'm talking about one of the commonest problems you have. You get this person, they got getting TA action. It goes ping, 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 and it goes from 3 to 4, and 3 to 4, and 3 to 4, and 3-5, and 4-2-5, and 3 to 4, and 2-7-5, and it's just nice tone arm action. They're just sitting there talking. They're just sitting there talking. And nobody's running any process on them. So you say, well, that's fine. This person gets good tone arm action. So therefore, we're going to run the goal to forget. All right, so we run the goal to forget, and the tone arm action is from 3-5 to 4 with wide strikes. Well, this is perfectly all right. But watch it, man. Watch it, man. All you got to do is bypass and charge, leave an item charged, mess it up, give it an ARC break, be a little bit unskilled in auditing, and pow, that discharge is gone. There goes your T action. Gone. You aren't going to get back either. Not with an awful lot of work. Now this person's jumpy. Person doesn't quite know what's going to happen to him. Something catastrophic has occurred. Don't you see? They're not getting results out of auditing. They don't think auditing is giving them a type of result. So your first indication that you are moving a case up to zenith on high-level processes, they're going to hit that point of tolerance and go right straight on through the sound barrier. Bong! The first point is a lessening TA action. Now watch it, man, because when the TA action lessens, you are already running the case beyond tolerance. I'm talking now about your routine 2, routine 3, routine 4 processes, which you haven't got yet for. Sure. This is your skilled auditing level. You understand? Those are the things. You watch that. You watch that diminishing tone arm. Ordinarily, you won't see it because you don't study it until after the session or half the session goes by and you suddenly realize that, you know, this character was moving from 3 to 4.25 yesterday. And by George, this whole session so far, the PC has only moved from 4.75 to 4.5. You see what's happened here? Now, you're not in trouble. You're not in trouble. You can go on. You see, your tolerance is pretty good. You can go on. Only watch it. Start auditing more carefully. Start being very careful to keep that ipsilon wide, wide, wide open. And be very careful that the charge you do restimulate is actually brought off the case. Start to audit that case more delicately, don't you see? And don't change to another type of auditing. Don't restimulate another single item until you've gotten what you're doing squared away. Some cases are quite masochistic. They want to go earlier and tear up the whole track. You've got a case that has already had lessening tone arm action, and he wants to go back on the back track and re-stimulate a whole chain of goals. What do you do then? I just leave it up to you, because, man, you open up a whole chain of goals on this character. You open up something new when you haven't got something old finished off and you are now in trouble. And many a PC will sit there on a very hard sell and try to persuade you to do exactly that. And you can just cut your throat, man. Understand that that PC has had diminishing tone arm action. You've already seen diminishing tone arm action on the PC. Now the PC is going to get ambitious and wants to tear up a lot more charge. Oh, boy. That's the way you get your tone arm stuck. Well, the best way to keep from worrying about a stuck tone arm is not to stick it. That's really the best way. Now, the next best way is to notice it is diminishing. And the moment you see it diminish, haul out of there as far as more restimulation is concerned. Let's start getting thorough. See, we've got a GPM. I'll show you one way to do this. We've got a GPM, and all of a sudden, during that whole session, that tone arm has diminished. I'll give you an example. We run the center goal out of the bare implants. One of the centers. We've assessed for it on R3R, and we run the center goal out of the bare implants. And we say, well, we've got that, and let's just run the rest of that series of goals. So at that level of the track, you assess, you list for the next goal to run. You had good TA action, see? And your TA action goes gone. What happened? You re-stimulated the three or four adjacent goals in that series of five goals, and you now have four or five GPMs in re-stimulation, and that amount of charge has caused a cessation of tone arm action. See this? So that you can ordinarily trace back any ceased tone arm action that has been moving to some additional charge stirrer upper, which then was in no way at all handled. You say, well, you couldn't handle it. Well, then the real subject of this lecture, which I should have given you earlier but can be told to you in a very few inches of tape, is simply this. The problem, the puzzle, the mystery is the high tone arm. That's the what's it line. You understand? The what's it line, or re-stimulation in general, gives you the high or very low tone arm, but the common denominator, the overcharged case. The overcharged case is always the what's it line. Even if life is putting in this what's it, or even if the PC is putting in this what's it. And the wrong thing to do is to get more what's it's on the case. Let me show you a totally wrong process. I don't care if it was part of 212. I've just discovered this. This absolutely, completely, bass-ackwards wrong process. Completely, blah! Is tell me something you've been worried about. All you'd have to do, all you'd have to do is get one with a puzzle, a mystery, you know, a what's-it type item, you know, what's it item? You know, what have you not understood in life? That'd be marvelous, see? That's a what's it type item, and have them just list what's it type items. And that tone arm is going to go right on up there, and it's eventually going to stick like crazy. Why? Because that's nothing but what's it's. Even though the PC is giving them, the PC is not given any opportunity to do anything but concentrate on what's it's. Terribly elementary situation here. If you wanted to cure that, you could have assessed it to a central or a reading what's it, or any of the what's it's on the list that the PC seemed to be interested in, and just ask him what solutions had he had for this. And that's your itzeth. And watch the tone arm start moving into action again. How many problems does this solve would be a totally incorrect auditing question. That absolutely backwards, that'll just park a tone arm. Now let's get it right way too. How many solutions are there, have you had, let's not dream them up or invent them, how many solutions have you had to this problem? That's totally correct. Because the PC is where he is because everything has cured everything. I have an index someplace or another. Down in 1958, I ought to bring this to you. I have to give you another lecture on it next week. But the cures of the cures of the cures of the cures. It even goes into matter, energy, space, and time, how each one is the cure for the next one. Cure, 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 cure. That's what gives you the itzes. The itza line then goes in. See? How have you tried to solve this problem? Got a problem, see? What solutions have you had for this problem? I'm just trying to give you a graphic auditing working example, see? That puts the itza line in and brings the tone arm down. So you ask for, you give the case new problems, new problems, new problems. You give them no chance to give any solutions to the problems. Your line will go up. You give them itses, 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 itses. Eventually it'll come down. Eventually it won't go any lower because they haven't got any problems to give any itses for. See? They haven't got any what's it to give any itses for. Now's the time to find out another what's it already in re-stimulation and get all the itses for that what's it that is already there. And then find another one on the case that was already in re-stimulation and find all the itza lines for it. And you could coax anybody's tone arm down following through this. You got it? It's elementary once you start looking at the thing. But it can be very baffling, and I know very well that you're still going to have some awful headaches sitting there looking at some PC whose tone arm has suddenly ceased to act and ceased to move, and trying to get the PC to answer the question, trying to pick the lock, trying to get that fantastic and horrible combination, that one little delicate point that the PC will release some charge on that will start the tone arm acting. Again, trying to bleed that charge off. What is something small enough or tiny enough that the PC can let go of? And you'll get the tone arm acting again. PC lets go of nothing so long as you have no tone arm action. So therefore, tone arm action is necessary to get off any charge. Oddly enough, knowingness and reality do not increase unless charge is released from the case. So then the case knows nothing has happened if you don't increase his knowingness. Okay? All right. That's all I have to tell you about it. Thank you very much.